It seems Australians are well aware of autism as a condition, but many of us don't know how we can help support an autistic person. New research conducted jointly by the Australian National University and the Australian Catholic University looked at community attitudes to autism. The autistic people involved in the study say life would be much better for them if the broader community had a better understanding of the condition. Rachel Mealy reports.
Jonathan Tan is one of Hawthorn Football Club's biggest fans.
I'm a Hawks supporter. I've been strongly for 5 years, winning the first three premierships. I'm strong. I'm very strong.
Jonathan also has autism and works as a kitchen hand at a cafe in Melbourne.
It includes the dishes, the bins, the recycle, everything from the kitchen hand. I have to look after the shop and I make a lot of meals, especially on the weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day.
He says people with autism make good workers and employers should give them a go. Professor Sandra Jones is from the Australian Catholic University and a lead researcher of the autism study. She says misperceptions about autism abound.
Almost half of people thinking that this is a curable condition or something that people grow out of. I think if we know that, that's clearly a knowledge barrier, that's something that we can work to address.
Professor Jones says many people with autism are sensitive to bright lights and noisy environments, but that's not the case for everyone. She says accepting and understanding the range of needs is important.
I think we need to really move towards we're saying, what can we do better? What can we change about ourselves to make our society more inclusive and more welcoming? Not how do we change those people so they're more like us?
Jonathan's dad, Chek Tan, says parents of children with autism will also benefit from a better understanding of the condition.
We are learning and they are learning. So in the last 20 years, we learn from each other. We grew better and industry and the medical profession grew better. And we understand now it's therapies, not cures. So in all, I think everybody learns.
Chek Tan, a parent of a child with autism, ending Rachel Mealy's report.